So as we approach the days of Pesach, I thought the next topic we should explore is Halal HaGadol. This isn't the regular Halal that we say on Yom Tov. It's actually Perek Kuf Lamed Vav, chapter 136 of Tehillim, which we say every Shabbos. It's so significant, many of us have the minhag of standing up when we say it. The Ki La'olam Chastos. And in fact, the Gemara, in Pesachim Daf Kif Yed Ches Amud Aleph, says that in this parak, the Mashaira, the author of the chapter of Tehillim, equates the most awesome miracles. For example, the Gozer Yamsuf Ligzarim, Hashem divides the Yamsuf, the Sea of Reeds, into parts. How it's equated with even the most mundane, Nosin Lechem L'chol Basa, how Hashem gives nourishment to all living creatures. What does that tell us? That actually the provision of daily sustenance is as difficult as the splitting of the sea. There are so many things in life we take for granted, but it's absolutely crucial to realize and to recognize that history isn't confined to extraordinary events like Masa Bereishis and Kriyas Yamsuf. That history actually unfolds every single day, as Hashem demonstrates his control over the countless details that provide every creature with its daily needs. Therefore, this is Halal HaGadol, because it emphasizes Hashem's most enduring achievement. He sustains living things. Why do we say it on Shabbos morning? One explanation is because we commemorate the perfection of Hashem's creation that took place over 7 days. But for many of us, it's a climax of a Seder, because it talks about many of the miracles that Hashem did for us when He took us out of Mitzrayim. So first things first, and this is a pasuk, of course, we're highly familiar with from the regular Halal. Ha'idil Hashem ki tov ki la'olam chasdo. Give thanks to Hashem, for He is good. His kindness endures forever. Give thanks to Hashem. Why? Because instead of punishing us with suffering, He deprives him of toif, of good and precious possessions. Sometimes, lefim ishur asadin, according to the letter of the law, a person doesn't have ira. They should get an oinish, they should be punished immediately, something which is physically painful. But Hashem's chesed is that He finds a way to spare us from more personal suffering. And often, Hashem actually doesn't even take it out against our body, but rather our property and our possessions. In the moment, we think it's an absolute tragedy. It's difficult for us. We're attached to our property. We're attached to our possessions. But it's an interesting thing that an aspect of Hashem's goodness, says the Gemara, is that Hashem can sometimes take away something that we were attached to, each one according to their level of prosperity. And the Gemara will say, a rich man might lose a very expensive bull, and a poor person will lose his crust of bread. We might feel angry, might feel frustrated, might feel upset, but a person with betachan understands that Hashem is actually doing that as a chesed. That's the first thing to realize, is that everything that happens to us is toif. Everything, even if things look bad in the moment, everything that happens is really toif.